Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's Monday afternoon in Israel, and let's find out what's going on at the moment with News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Robert, what's the story there at this hour?
Yeah, I mean, it really feels as though that we are living in the midst of the fog of war right now, Bob, is that there's a lot of information that's swirling around here. People know what to make of it. I mean, a couple of big headlines to keep on your radar here. There had been talks about the prospect of a ceasefire in southern Gaza in order to help get people out and allow humanitarian aid in. Both Hamas and Israel pushing back on all that now, saying no such ceasefire has been agreed to. There's been talks about getting people out of the Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing into Egypt. That is not open at this hour yet, as we continue to see Israeli forces building up along the southern border and continuing to pound away at the Gaza Strip here. So, I mean, it seems as though that we are really approaching that boiling point as it intensifies, and there doesn't really seem to be any sign of when a safety valve is going to be released in order to lighten any of this tension. It looks like we are on a collision course right now.
As you know, a lot of concern about the northern border and what Hezbollah will do. Also, reaction from Iran. Anything new on those fronts at the moment?
Yeah, that's huge. That's a huge part of the story right now, is that for the last couple of days, we've been taking intermittent missile fire from the north that Hezbollah has taken responsibility for. Not nearly as many rockets coming from the north as have been coming from the south. But Hezbollah has taken responsibility, and they've said this is a warning to Israel. If they continue on what they're doing and if they go into the Gaza Strip, they claim that that will intensify here. We'll see. We'll see if that proves to be the case. But now you have 28 different communities in northern Israel that are being evacuated as the Israeli Defense Force is telling people to leave their homes and move south to safety. So they buy into it. They buy into the prospect of that happening. It just seems as though every hour, every day, the ante is raised.
Robert Sherman, News Nation's correspondent in Tel Aviv. You take care, Robert. Thanks for the update today.
Thank you.